Welcome to the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today we're looking at a question that comes up regularly near the Canberra border, real estate licensing in the ACT versus New South Wales, key differences.
And if you've ever wondered whether your license from one side just carries over to the other, this one is worth paying close attention to.
It really is, because on the surface, the two systems look almost identical. Both the ACT and NSWS use a three-class license structure, Class 3 at entry level, Class 2 as a full agent license, and Class 1 at the top as licensee in charge, the person who can run an agency.
So the framework is familiar, whether you're starting out in Canberra or Sydney.
It is, and that shared shape is genuinely useful. You know roughly where you sit and what the next rung looks like. But here is the part that catches people out.
Go on.
The licenses are issued by completely different authorities. In the ACT, licensing is handled by Access Canberra. In New South Wales, it's NSW Fair Trading. Two separate regulators, separate application processes, separate paperwork, separate ongoing obligations.
And I think people see those matching class numbers and assume the license just travels with them.
That's the trap. Holding a Class 2 in NSWS does not automatically authorise you to trade in the ACT, and it works the same in reverse. If you want to operate on both sides of the border, you're usually dealing with both authorities.
That's a significant thing to get wrong, especially if you're living in Queanbeyan and listing in Canberra or the other way round.
Very significant. And it's not uncommon. Canberra is surrounded by New South Wales. Agents live on one side and list on the other. The systems feel similar enough that the assumption is easy to make.
So what does carry over? Surely the training doesn't disappear.
No, and this is the good news. Your qualification is portable. The nationally recognised training behind these licences, the CPP 41419 Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice, or the CPP 51122 Diploma, those are delivered under the national framework. The same course applies whether you're heading to the ACT, NSWS, or anywhere else in the country.
So the training is the constant, the license is the local bit.
Exactly. The training travels with you, the license is what you apply for separately in each jurisdiction.
What about mutual recognition? I know that mechanism exists. Can't it help you get a license in another jurisdiction without starting from scratch?
Yes, mutual recognition exists for precisely that reason. It can, in some cases, help you get an equivalent license in another jurisdiction without going back to zero. But the important word is can. The detail of what's recognised and how can change, so don't treat it as a guarantee.
Ask, don't assume.
That's the right way to approach it. Contact the relevant authority directly and ask about mutual recognition. For the ACT, that's Access Canberra. For NSWS, that's NSW Fair Trading. They issue the licences and set the requirements, so they're the only reliable source of truth.
It's the kind of thing where getting a quick answer from the regulator is a lot cheaper than finding out there's a problem after you've already started trading.
Much cheaper. And the rules can shift, so confirming the current position directly is the only safe habit.
So to pull it together, same structure, different authorities, different licenses, and your training is portable but your license isn't, at least not automatically.
That's the short version. And mutual recognition is worth asking about, not assuming.
What's the one practical thing someone should do after listening to this?
If you're thinking about working across the ACT-NSWS border, contact both Access Canberra and NSW Fair Trading and ask directly about your situation and mutual recognition before you make any move. Don't let the shared class structure give you a false sense of security.
Sorted. Simple and clear.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It links through to the ACT courses page, the ACT Class 3 to Class 1 pathway, and the NSWS guide for anyone heading the other way. And if you need to get qualified, Archer Institute delivers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Give them a call on 1800 069 273.
Well worth the call if you're making any kind of cross-border move.
Thanks for listening. Read the full article, get the detail right, and confirm before you assume.